This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Get your bells ready. Are you ready?
Middle.
Hell yeah. Is this sitting over there? You better get up out of your chair and work your body down. No time to funk around. Yeah. I can't believe I remember that. Fatboy, do you remember that key word from moments ago for P1s to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff?
It was access. A-double-C-E-double-S.
Access.
A-C-C-E-double-snakes.
Access. Text that word to 72881, and you could possibly win $1,000 dollars with the P1 payoff. All right, and also in 1 hour, less than, the FOF line. You can still get in on that as well, 864-241-4318. We're about to hit that time where we're going to get a bunch of FOF line calls about, it's too damn hot out here.
It's too hot.
My air's out.
I'm FOF in the weather.
I had to wash them again.
F you, weather. Yeah. So keep those numbers handy. So yesterday at 10 a.m., we dropped a new video. We built up to dropping a new video. And we have this he's a P1, listens to us in New York City, of all places. And he's a stand-up comic who's really funny. His name is Brett Klein.
Brett Klein!
And you know how we have, like, Dan and Sandy down in Columbia who make these Rise Guys parody songs for us, and Christoph, the new guy.
Oh, yeah, him.
I mean, look, I wasn't the biggest fan of his song, but as we've said before, if you make a video or a funny picture or a song or whatever, we'll play it. We'll post it, whatever.
Yes, we certainly will. We love to do that for you.
So, Brett Klein, you remember he went out in the past and was using our promotional photo.
Yep.
Asking people in Times Square. The first video series was, do you recognize these people? And, you know... All the funny remarks from folks, and another question was, which person in this picture do you think is Fat Boy? Of course, you know, that was a whole fun thing, especially when he ran into some of the tourists. That was a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
The latest one is comedian Brett Klein went around New York City, to the streets of New York City, asking people, using the same photo, who's the hottest Rise guy? Now, I'll tell you. You can see the video at facebook.com/riseguys, Twitter and Instagram at the Rise Guys. And are we good on the site?
No, I'm working on it. I had it to be compressed and stuff. It'll be up probably by the time we're done talking about it.
Here is the audio of that. Now, remember, Brett Klein walking around the streets of New York asking people who is the hottest Rise Guy in this photo, showing them the photo. Here's that dramatic audio.
Brett Klein here in New York City, and I'm going to find out who is the sexiest Rise guy. Camille, who do you think of these people is the sexiest?
Probably the woman.
All right, so there you go. Now, the woman.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she is not familiar with the show, only Brett is, but the woman. So let's keep score.
Okay, that was an easy one. That's like the star on the bingo board. Pick the woman.
Exactly. Well,
that's what I would have picked.
Yeah. Well,
save your answers for after this. Now, Because I don't agree with the results of this either. So there's one for Paige, all right? We go back to clip number two.
Who do you think of these people is the sexiest?
The sexiest? Really?
The guy with the glasses.
Now, here's the thing. Said the guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
This is a couple. This is a guy and a girl. Says the guy with the glasses. Now, they give me credit for that because I'm wearing sunglasses. You know, I have the beard and sunglasses in the photo.
They didn't say sunglasses.
They said the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they gave the credit to me on the little scoreboard because they have a little scoreboard on the video.
Mm-hmm.
They give me the point, but I think it's deserved to 9.
Why are they trying to start trouble amongst those of us in the room?
I don't know. But they give you. But then his girlfriend spoke.
The beard.
Okay, so there's one for me.
Yeah,
okay.
They disagreed on it.
So far.
So he likes me and she likes you. Great.
Yeah,
great.
That's fine. Awesome. Perfect. So that right now, though, Fatboy, the only person without a point.
Yeah.
All right. Video continues.
These people, who do you think is the sexiest?
The guy with the glasses.
There again.
What?
The guy with the glasses. Now, I can't see in the video if he's pointing to who he's pointing to. These are two guys. Well, I'll tell you, a little like they're in a relationship together, if I'm just looking at it.
I mean, they might be.
Could be. I didn't say romantically. Friends, whatever.
Yeah.
So, glasses. They give me the point again, but I can't say that it goes to me. But then his partner or friend said this.
He is a sexy mother.
Oh, what?
He is a sexy mother.
Now, he is pointing to me in that one.
Oh.
But the other guy said the glasses.
Yeah.
And I go with what 9 said. If you saw someone and said, hey, you see that guy over there? Which one? The guy with glasses or the guy with sunglasses?
There's a difference. I don't know. I mean, look, they gave you all the credit.
Uh-huh.
They being Brett Klein.
Yeah.
Brett edited the video, added all the jazzy music in the background, scoreboard.
He's a one-man production show.
Right. So there's... On my scoreboard, 2 for me, 2 for 9, 1 for Paige, 0 for Fatboy.
Come on.
But
halfway.
But see, it's all the questioning because it's like, which Rise guy? So they're going to pick a guy.
Paige, let's wait till we finish all out right. The audio before we give our personal results.
Who do you think is the sexiest?
This woman.
All right. This woman.
Well, I'm feeling a little better.
You should.
Woman.
This woman.
You get 2.
I think they were talking about me again.
Oh, it could be.
So
the woman with the glasses.
Well, all 4 of us have big boobs.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
So by my scoreboard, it's 2-2-2-2 to Fatboy's nothing.
Which is
20 seconds.
Which is hockey.
20 seconds left. That's it.
We'll make something up.
The woman.
Another one for Paige. The woman.
Okay, so I'll stop whining then. All right.
The woman. All right, and?
Who of these people... do you think is the sexiest?
I do like his beard. He's got a sharp beard. God.
Thank you. That guy looks
your beard. He's talking about your beard.
That guy looks like George Stephanopoulos. He knows his thing. That guy couldn't grow beard hair if his life depended on it.
Steve Polychronopoulos.
But anyway, sharp beard and sexy mother blanker. I don't know if you've heard that about me yet.
Mm.
10 seconds of the video left.
Who do you think of these people is the sexiest?
None of them.
None of them.
Dick. You wow. Answer the question, you jerk.
Little jerk.
Well, he's honest.
Probably from Canada.
Yeah, he didn't sound like a New York guy, did he?
No.
They'd at least answer the question.
How many people you think they asked?
Okay, that's part of it too. You got to think, first of all, Brett Klein probably went around the streets of New York for a couple hours, talked to dozens of people.
Yeah.
And the majority of them, be honest, the majority of them said Paige. You know they did. But that wouldn't be funny.
No, he's got to have good stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to see the cutting room floor. They all say, the woman, the woman, the woman. Yeah. Duh, the woman, the woman.
No.
But that was like...
Is she being held against her will in this photo? Who are these three big ogre-looking guys?
Well, I just... Go ahead,
that's probably, 5 or 6 people? We'll say 6 that they asked just now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 people. I didn't get a damn vote!
You didn't get any votes.
I think it was rigged.
No, I thought you were my boy, Brett.
So yesterday, as we're setting in here, Paige and I are watching the video when it dropped at 10 a.m. She says, well, and this is as it's playing. She says, well, they say which one's the sexiest Rise guy, so no one will say me because I'm not a guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was, and until I got a vote. I mean, I was just thinking, if you're saying which guy, logically you wouldn't pick a female because you asked a question about a guy.
But you're on the show.
Yeah, but when you ask people that don't know the show which Rise guy, you would look for the guy in the picture.
Except he kept asking them which one of these people is the sexiest. He didn't say which one of the Rise
guys.
Yeah,
that was
one
just
of these
the
people.
Beginning.
Yeah. Which one of these people
yeah,
is the sexiest?
I mean, and then I just changed my tone because he did say people.
Well, let me tell you something. Nothing against you, Paige. I can't think of you in that way. I mean, to me, you're like my sister. Uh-huh. In fact, don't tell Angel, but, you know, right. You might be going up the popularity chart as far as that goes. Nine, I can't think of him the same mm-hmm. way. I look at that, and Fatboy's got a great smile and
those eyes.
Alluring eyes.
Yeah, but... I'm not feeling so great these days, man.
You know what? I had somebody in my DMs the other day asking me if Fatboy's in an open relationship.
Oh, what's his name?
Damn.
It was a lady. It was a lady.
God, that had to make you feel awful. Nine?
Nah, I wouldn't want none of that, no way.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, see, I mean, she's married, and I don't play like that.
Oh, no. They were wanting to, well, what's the answer to that? Yes or no?
No.
No.
You said it like you're sad about it, though.
He did.
No.
It's
falling apart, man.
Your marriage?
No. This. I don't get any votes. Oh. I weighed myself for the first time this morning in months.
Oh, no. I don't. It's not
looking
asking.
Good.
I'm not asking.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
355.
Wow. I didn't think. I thought you'd lost weight recently. I really did.
I thought I did too. 355. God almighty.
Well, you should be taking those keto pills that you're pushing on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to say that he has the best looking legs in the class.
Amen.
No, you know what? Not this one. Something happened to my leg. I don't know if you can tell.
Something happened to my leg.
It's all, look at it.
Look
it's
at
swollen.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's some fluid retention there.
From what?
You might have lupus.
I don't know.
It doesn't hurt.
The best eyes in the class.
Absolutely. And he doesn't wear contacts or anything. That's his real eye color.
And so, I'm not saying piercing. The beard is too shabby either. It's just not as long as yours, Batman.
Well, thank you.
My legs are my best feature, and the one is huge.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's got like a rash on my foot, too.
Oh, no. That's a bad sign.
It took this for you to tell us all this?
it seemed like it all compounded.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, tipped it over. I'm like, God, I didn't even get a vote.
Well, but I'll contact Brett and ask him how many real votes you got.
I know.
Because I'm sure you did.
If you look at the picture, it's not a good picture of me. It's like I'm, you know, trying not to mess myself.
None of us.
Right when he took the picture.
Yeah.
I could have been a better one.
Well, if you would like to see the video, you can go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can go to Twitter, @TheRiseGuys.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, @TheRiseGuys. 933ThePlanetRocks.com.
Yep, it's posting there right now. It's uploading as we speak.
How I ain't going to get a vote?
Well, regardless. I wanted to talk more about Paige and how she feels about this because she didn't give her explanation fully. Also, we can do some phones now as well. Open phones, that is. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. Anything that you would like to talk about, questions, comments, complaints, although those will be coming up in the FOF line.
Yeah, which is the last few weeks mainly been about us.
There's a great text. I thought the same damn thing. P1 American Freight says, is that recording artist Seal in the video?
Right? Oh,
it looks like Seal.
I hope not.
Heidi Klum's ex.
I really hope not.
It looks like Seal. What, you were hoping Seal would say you were the
hottest? Yes, because he's one of my favorite all time.
He's the one who said Paige. So, Paige, I would contact Seal.
Oh, yeah?
If you would.
All right.
And make sure it's not really Fatboy doing an impression on the phone. All right, your call's next. 1-800-774-0093. We're at the Lift Up Fatboy right after this.
He just needs to read the text line. Everybody who thinks he's hot is texting in.
Well, get a forklift.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Happy Friday. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30. We're doing some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. That is 1-800-774-0093. As Fatboy gets us some folks to talk to, I'll remind you that in 30 minutes, another chance for you to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff. That word will be delivered to you via the radio airwaves when you hear it text that word 72881.
Absolutely.
And then that'll be followed by TGIFOF, the FOF line.
By the way, the video is live now at 933theplanetrocks.com, or if you just want us to text it to you, text SEXY to 72341, the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
That one wasn't taken already?
Why would it be?
That was a good point. Come on. That was a great point. I'm sitting here saying Fatboy's going to get some people on hold, and then I was going to sit here and ask him something. But he's got one headphone on. He can hear part of what I'm saying.
Yeah, he can hear partially what you're saying.
Fatboy, you're available to speak now?
Yeah.
Let me ask this before we get back into this.
Sure.
By you mentioning weighing and you just announced how much you weighed, I won't say it again. You can if you want.
355.
So is that something that you would rather not – or is it to be talked about now? Because I know there for a while you said I'd rather not talk about my weight loss journey any longer. I'd like to embargo the parody songs.
Yeah, you can. I just didn't, you know.
Not in a poking fun kind of way. But
I mean, it was just getting too bitty for a minute.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean,
well, it was. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Matt on line one has some advice for you, Fat Boy. Matt on line one. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to give some positive vibes that you guys, some of you guys remember me.
Hold on 1 second. Are we on Bluetooth, or are you calling us with an actual can with a shoestring? It's hard to tell.
No, it's just a cell phone. Is that better? Is that any better?
Somewhat, yeah. You have some advice for Fat Boy?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell him to keep in mind, man, I've been 300 pounds three times in my life, and I just got overweight again for the third time. And this time I'm full-blown diabetic, so I'm a little discouraged, worried about being able to get my weight down again. But my BMI is actually 225. The first time I went through that, I got a trainer and everything. And when you're weighing yourself a couple of months in, man, it's like fat turns to muscle, and muscle is heavier than the fat. So keep that in mind when you're checking it 2 months in. Your body reshapes before you actually start losing anything beyond the water weight, you know. I just hate to see anybody get discouraged, and you guys are always awesome. Best radio show in the South, babies.
Well, thank you, Matt. That was sweet of you to say.
Appreciate
thank you,
you,
sir. And I hope your diabetes works out. You're in the brotherhood now, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But keep that in mind, man. Reshaping does – it's a part of the beginning, and you can't let it discourage you if you're checking the scales a lot. I do the same thing, you know.
It's a great point. Matt, thank you. Happy Friday, and enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Man, a big motivator is if it will help me sleep. I can't sleep laying down.
It will. It definitely will help you sleep, yeah.
I got to sleep sitting up, and then maybe I get a couple hours at a time.
Oh, yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. I'm not off driving.
Is he going to take a health scare, though? Because I'll be honest with you, it took me two. When I found out I was diabetic, I lost, and then I gained some back. And then, you know, with the seizures, I was like, God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get scared to death here.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
The predestination of stuff, you already got that against you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell everybody, like, I've put on a few pounds this year.
Yeah.
You notice if you look at me, hell.
I can only notice it in your face only.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have. I'm working on getting them back off now.
Yeah.
You know, eating better. Just the hardest thing is just trying to eat less. All the upheaval will get you like that.
Mm.
It's hard to maintain the focus.
Yeah, I mean, you cut back in portions, but I got like a post-nasal drip now going on, which is hard to breathe, and I can't sleep too, so I kind of feel like I'm suffocating like every minute of the day.
Post-nasal drip?
Yeah.
So when you're doing your nap in the afternoon, Fat Boy, are you in a recliner? Are you on the couch, or do you go get in the bed?
I'm on the couch. I can't sleep laying down anymore.
Jeez Louise.
I can't do it. My wife will record me. It sounds awful.
Can we get that audio?
Yeah, I'll get it, because, I mean, I stopped breathing at some points. Like, completely.
Scares me.
Yeah, and you were nodding off in the office yesterday, which is – Matt used to do that when he had the apnea from the giant tonsils.
Dude, I didn't know what that sound was. All of a sudden, you hear this. And it was Fat Boy falling forward into his computer.
Oh, bless him.
I told me leaning, too.
Yeah, nine over him and slammed his head into the computer, no?
I heard the mouse go flying across, sounded like that. And he just fell asleep using the mouse and kind of threw it.
You ever fall asleep driving?
Yes.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Yeah.
Past 3 weeks, I got to, like, shake myself when I'm on the road.
That's that apnea, man. You got to get you in the doctor's office.
Yeah, definitely.
So stupid, man, because I have music. I don't normally listen to music. going home. But I got to have something loud and jacked up, and I'm shaking myself around just to, you know, stay awake.
What do you normally listen to on the way home?
Just like talk, podcast.
All right, would you please pull around to the second window, please? Second window.
Yeah.
The thing that worries me about, he's going back to the, get some phones, but the thing that is, well, first of all, the sleeping thing, but like the, I've never seen Fat Boy's legs so big in my whole life. Yeah, and I got to wonder, like, are you eating a whole lot of salt?
I don't add salt, but it's got to be coming from somewhere.
Maybe I eating any frozen meals and stuff? This is packed full, man. Packed full. It's like way more salt than anybody should eat.
Yeah, I know.
But when you're not sleeping, the cortisol builds up in your body, and you, it's hard to lose weight. So you're, it's kind of defeating itself.
You know,
need
the,
you need to get one under control, and then the other will follow.
I can only sleep in the bathtub. And my tub,
my daddy
is,
used to do that.
I can't. There's no way I can drown.
Yeah.
I can't move in it.
Oh, physically, you can't move.
Yeah.
He'd toss and turn in the back. That's how he'd wake up. I swear to God, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it, man. 355. Someone just asked, what was his weight? He said it.
Yeah, 355. I didn't realize he was that. I didn't realize Fat Boy was that big. I didn't. I thought he'd, if anything, he'd lost some weight recently. I really did.
Since he can't hear us right now, let's take the picture around like Falls Park this weekend or something.
Mm-hmm.
The promotional photo Brett Klein took out. And then tell, you'll be behind the camera holding up a sign that says, say, Fat Boy.
Yeah, do that.
If you can't hear this. Because we need to, that's what started this whole thing.
I want someone to say me too, though.
Yeah, but this is for him.
I know. I still want a couple of them to say me for myself.
A couple for nine. And then the rest are Fat Boy. Because that's what started this whole, nobody said, hey, are you coming in your weight loss journey?
Yeah.
Hey, you still, you know, choking yourself while you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a respiratory therapist texting in saying that she would suggest Fat Boy needs a sleep study so he can get a CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Told him that 2 months ago.
Save himself some cardiac history down the line.
Can I not just get it now and use it?
I don't think so. I think that they're pretty much custom fit to you. So you got to, you know how it is, man. You got to go through proper channels. You got to go to.
I give you money and I got to give you money.
Yeah, you have to go to a doctor and get a referral to go get a sleep study. Usually that's just how it works.
Speaking of medical conditions, let's go to line one and talk to P1 Swollen Sack. Oh, P1 Swollen Sack, good morning.
Oh, hang on, he's back. There he is.
There he is. Sack Master, good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening?
Well, I'm worried sick.
Hey, man. I on a serious note, I was telling him that I got fitted for a CPAP machine. I weigh 280. Mm-hmm. And, my wife and I stopped and was eating dinner last night, and I was talking about I needed to lose weight while eating a hamburger steak with gravy and onions and cheese.
Oh, yeah. God.
But anyway, yeah, I know that's bad.
No, it sounds good.
But anyway, it was good. But the Philips CPAP mask, I mean, they'll fit you for the machine. They do a sleep study, hook all these wires up to you. You can take it home and do it with you, you know, to hook all this stuff up to you and set you up. And it's really not a special CPAP. It's just they set the machine up to fit you for whatever your
right.
breathing
it can't
be
the same
throughout
for,
the night.
Yeah, it can't be the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
right.
And that's helping you.
But it helps. It helps so much, man. My wife has even noticed a difference. I have more energy throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I still don't eat much lunch because when I eat lunch, it makes me sleepy, just like he's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I can stand up, and I could go to sleep laying on a concrete floor, but it's staying asleep is the problem.
Oh, sure.
And it works great, though, man. That CPAP is just a life changer. And if you don't have one weighing what you weigh and having the sleep problems,
Dude,
you got to get it. You got to get it. It's a life changer, and it can save your life because you stop and breathing like that. It turns in, I'm no doctor, but just from what I've read, they told me it can turn into congestive heart failure
and all kinds
of crap.
Swollen Sack, you have a great weekend, sir. Thanks for all that information. I'm going to share it with Fat Boy. He wasn't able to hear it, but I will. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Fat Boy says you can, I don't remember what he said. He said something about a machine.
And apparently, P1 Twisted Shorty texting in.
Says again. You need a CPAP smear, it says.
You'd have to have the sleep study done to measure how much pressure it takes to keep your airway open. So you have to have it done for that, to measure the pressure needed for your machine.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, some of this audio, man, it sounds like a train horn.
You have the audio? Oh, you're going to get it. Part of your problem is you don't want to go to the doctor, like physically to go to the doctor. So if this was the 50s and doctors still made house calls, you would be healthy as a...
God, I'm going to have to go today.
You really should. Mm-hmm. P1 T-shirt guy, this might be our last one. I can guarantee it. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. You have some advice for our very own fat boy.
Yeah, I think it would be for everyone that's around him. I'd say the first thing is come up with a different name to call him. I think that there's a little psychology behind being Fat Boy that sort of, you know, identifies him, whether he wants that identification or not.
Again, and maybe you didn't hear it. We talked about that before. But Fat Boy gave himself his own radio name. We tried to not do Fat Boy because at the time, Nine was the fattest boy on the show.
By far.
Way. Mm-hmm. But Fat Boy's like, no, I want to be Fat Boy.
Uh-huh. Well, it'd be out of the question now since management, you know, talks about, you know, expanding your brand.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Controlling it.
All right. Well, good advice of P1 T-shirt guy. You'll never be a formal wear guy, I'll tell you, with a name like that. You're just destined to do pocket tees and whatnot.
Yep.
He's a gilding guy.
Some graphic tees.
All right. We're going to go into the Plex with Paige right after this. It's Friday. It is good. Morning, everybody.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, gentlemen. If you have a problem on the beach, there is a solution for you. Pornhub is coming to your aid, and they're selling a new men's bathing suit that hides your junk if you have, you know,
big
arousal.
Junk? Oh, an arousal.
Yes.
How do they do that?
Well, it's a bonerless bathing suit technology that is in the works here. Mm-hmm. I'm just pulling up copy from their website, so I don't know exactly.
You're not familiar? Well, you're not a buyer.
I don't have that problem, so I can't tell you what you're dealing with there. But, you know, what they have is an inner layer of form-fitting materials that's going to hold in your excitement.
Okay? Okay.
Also, high-quality, breathable fabric that will stretch and won't strangle you. Mm. And then there's their ergonomic design provides maximum comfort in your time of need. So it'll grow with you, perhaps?
Wow. I don't know. That's a brilliant marketing gimmick, though.
It is. I mean, you know, it's great advertising for Pornhub, but,
did they say Pornhub on the bathing suit?
Yes. Like on the bottom, there's a little...
Sir, can we verify this is, in fact, a real product you can buy?
Yeah, why would you want to advertise for Pornhub? You're telling everybody, oh, you're wearing boner bathing suits. Bonerless, excuse me.
Have you ever known anybody who just walked around in public with uncontrollable erections? Because, I mean, it's not really a thing that happens.
And would that be comfortable for you to...
I just go run and get in the water. I just wade out in the water. That's what I would do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you see, like, hot women at the beach. I mean, that doesn't happen. It isn't just, oh, man, she's hot, boring.
Like,
no.
Even if I went to a nudist colony, I think the embarrassment of me walking around naked is, if I had to be naked, and I believe you do, that emotion, that anxiety would overdo the excitement levels, I think.
I mean, if you see a naked woman and you get aroused just like that, it's because you're about to put money in her G-string and she's going to give you a lap dance. Or, I mean, if she's just naked in front of you, it's because you know what's about to happen and you're excited for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, sure, she looks great, but you know you're about to get some, so then you get excited.
Or settle for a burger and a grape snow cone.
Yeah.
Well,
you wind up dumping the grape snow cone down the front of your blue jeans to calm down.
Oopsie. As you said, there are strikes against this product. First, by having Pornhub on the front of it. That's not a good moniker to have when you're out in public. And then the cost, $69.99.
Of course.
Or $69.69, rather. And, you know.
Real.
Yeah.
It's not real?
I don't think it's real.
Well, I don't know.
I thought they had pockets in the other ones, like a regular shorts.
I don't know.
I'm going to see if you can buy it. No, you can buy them. Yeah, small through XL. Now.
Am I the only person that always cut out the fishnet of the bait and suit? Yeah, what a pointless thing.
The mesh just pinches your stuff.
If you're an old guy, I understand it probably helps to keep them up.
Yeah.
There's got to be nothing worse than, falling out of your shorts leg. Both of them.
And I'm looking to see if there's another color besides black and yellow in these.
It's going to be in Pornhub's colors.
Yeah.
I want it in flesh tone.
Yeah. That's so too bad.
Basically, you're going to be advertising them all summer if you buy these shorts. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, great marketing gimmick for their website, though.
Yeah.
Now Bang Bus is going to make swimming trunks and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, you can really buy them. But it's just, who's going to buy that?
Same people that would buy if they really sold them, it'd be a funny novelty gift.
Yeah. Right? But $70 swimming trunks?
Yeah, I mean, they got to lower the price.
Yeah. $70 swimming trunks?
Captain Stabbing Speedo.
You know, it'd be Yachtsman funny hat. If you wear those shorts to a party, like a pool party, because just to make fun of it. Like, I have a problem walking around. That's the only, like, a
MILF Hunter
thing.
Should come out with his own line of camo gear.
Mm-hmm.
MILF.
Right. Then the MILF Seeker is going to come out with his. Yeah. Two different guys.
Yeah. Hmm. No, the mesh in the swimming trunks is the worst. The absolute worst. It's the worst.
Does it look like it's too
No, it pinches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it pinches.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Yeah, and the reason it pinches is because, you're right, you have this mesh on, you get in the cool water, the cool swimming pool or whatever, the cool lake water, the cool ocean water, and then you get back out and it's hot because it's summertime, so then things expand and you get pinched in the little mesh holes.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. It's just this constant pinching. Good. It feels like you're being bitten by ants on your stuff.
Huh.
Sounds like it might have been a yeasty.
Yeah. And if your thighs are rubbing together, that's just not an enjoyable beach experience whatsoever.
No. No.
Whew. All right. Well.
Galding.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I heard that as a child. I didn't know what it meant.
Galded.
Just knew it meant my inner thighs hurt.
If you're not Southern, it's chafing.
Chafing.
I know.
Painful.
Matthew's galded. It's because we went to Carowinds. I was wearing denim shorts and we went on Rip Roaring Rapids. First thing, Mom.
Yeah.
Bless
then
you.
You walk around all day and your denim shorts are wet.
Oh,
you get galded as hell. Ooh, chafed too.
Galded. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times you have heat rash as a kid? I had it all the time as a kid. Now I'm an adult. Never.
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 I never got it.
I
bathe more than you did then.
That's true.
Yeah.
And heat rash, would that be anywhere or just down there? I mean.
Heat rashes, I'd get them as a child under my armpits.
Yeah.
Because, again, I probably didn't bathe every day or use deodorant. Well, I know I didn't use deodorant as a kid. Uh-huh. Hell no. I didn't have deodorant as a kid.
There was one time I was 9 or 10 years old. Man, I probably went a month in the summer without taking a bath.
Damn.
I'm serious. I probably went a month without, a proper shower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I was in a rebellious phase.
Yeah. I'm glad you changed.
My upbringing was not the best,
But she did the best she could.
No, all right. I don't think
all right.
So.
I'm trying to help her out. Sorry. Oh boy. at least you survived all that.
That's right.
To tell the tale of chafing. Yeah. So here's if you're going out on a
9 years old eating two Whoppers for lunch, it ain't the best.
No. Mm. No, that just clogs your arteries just listening to hear that story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speak a little louder. Fat boy's nodding off.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Wake up, fat boy.
Oh, you had me a whopper.
If you're going to go out on a date, men and women, here are the worst things you can do. This is a study of about 1,200 people. So if you do not want to turn someone off, here's some advice. Stop using your phone too much. Another thing is you got to look like your profile picture. I mean, false advertising. You got to show up.
But looking like my profile picture prevents me from getting dates.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. I mean, I'm not saying that's true.
No, it is, though. That's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And it's funny, though.
I think etiquette is always nice at the table where you're not a slob.
Right.
And
you have to be yourself, too.
Yeah, but then...
Don't not be a slob, then be a slob 2 months later.
All right, don't shovel things in your face and eat like you've never had a meal before. And then don't chew too loudly. That's another one that people
I can't
say.
Not if I, again, if
I mean,
I'm really enjoying
loudly,
it.
You're a...
If I show up really hungry, it's going to be like me and Matt yesterday. We destroyed lunch.
Really?
It was, we just
oh my
killed
gosh.
It.
I
it
mean,
was
did
a
you even speak, or you just like... Is
no, it was the first guy there. Mom, mom, mom. For 5 minutes, then we left.
There were people eating when we sat and still eating when we left.
Yes, there were.
No joke.
This is like when you feed horses or put a bowl down with my dogs. It's like, game on.
It was like feeding a dog, absolutely. We just, man, we were ready.
That's awesome. Like, once the plate hit the table.
Yeah.
I wish I would have filmed that.
I was eating stuff with my hands that you probably should use a fork for. Just picking it up.
Jeez. It was macaroni and cheese. It was a weird thing.
I was the okra.
A little slimy, but that's okay.
All you right. don't eat okra with a fork?
What's
fried
wrong
okra?
With you?
Yeah, well, I've seen people eat it with a fork. I was just popping in my mouth like popcorn.
Hell yeah. I love okra.
It's the best. Oh, okra's my friend.
Love okra.
Here's some other stuff. I know we're running out of time, but talking too much without asking questions and showing up late. So if you're talking about yourself the whole time, you don't want to get to know the person that you're with, and you're like, I did this, and then I'm going to go do this, but I'm so great. Of course you're not on a good date.
Yeah.
That's why I'm now with the patron saint of patience, because I was 1 hour late to our second or third date. And the fact she was still there when I got there was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm always prompt about most things.
Yes.
And you show up on time. That shows that you are committed to, you know, at least becoming friends.
Well, that, and I don't want to be fined again by Intercom. Okay. That's the main thing.
That too, yeah.
All right.
That's the biggest part. Speaking of fines, $1,000, that'd be fine on a Friday, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Rise Guys Headlines style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, Fat Boy, we're going to give away $1,000 next. Yeah. You ready for that keyword?
Yeah.
Here we go now. Here we go.
The Rise Guys.
In the far corner, a pair of highly aggressive barbarians. Strong, intelligent, with strange ways, and I'm sure full of a lot of surprises.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.